Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. I'm going to visit with Camby Mendiota State Track participants. Of course, the state track meet Friday and Saturday at Hamline University in St. Paul. And Camby Mendiota has 13 participants this year at the state track meet. And we're going to visit with all of them. And we're going to start out with Grace Streets. Grace, congratulations on making it to the state.
Thank you.
Have you been to state before?
Yes.
Okay, in track?
Yep.
What was that event?
The mile.
Oh, okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What grade you in, and what other things are you involved in?
I'm in eighth grade, and I did cross country and basketball, and then track this year.
Okay. You made it to state in cross country?
Yep.
Okay. That was as an eighth grader?
Yep.
Okay. What's some of your highlights this year, Grace?
I placed in the cross country meet.
Okay.
At the state cross country meet.
Okay.
And then I made it to state in track this year.
Well, that's pretty good. You like to run?
Yeah.
All right. Talk about section. What events did you run at section, and what places did you get?
On the mile, I got second, and the 800, I got first, and then the 4x4, I don't really know what place we got.
Okay. What did you think when you found out you were going to state?
I was excited.
Pretty excited time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. That's Grace Streets. Let's start with Nora King. Nora, come on over. You're up. Nora, congratulations on making it to state. In what event?
Discus.
Okay, what grade are you in, Nora?
I'm a senior.
Okay, just graduated.
Yes, just graduated senior.
Have you been to state track before?
I went to South Dakota State Track.
Oh, in what events?
Discus.
Okay, and you're a good shot putter too, huh?
Sort of.
What are some highlights for you this year? Any track meets stand out?
My first meet that we threw discus outside, I beat the school record and threw my best overall, so it was pretty exciting.
All right, what's the school record? What was the best throw, remember?
130 feet, 1 inch.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, do you enjoy, what do you enjoy most, shot put or discus?
Probably discus.
Okay, and what do you throw in discus?
130
feet. Oh, 130 feet, all right, I wasn't listening. How about shot put?
My best overall has been 37 feet, 5 inches.
Okay, and you're pretty excited to go back to state?
Yep.
All right, well, the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Nora King. She'll be throwing a discus. And all to 4x200 girls relay team. Lizzie, we'll have you introduce yourself. The girls 4x200. And Lizzie Gillingham, I'm going to have, maybe some of our listeners don't understand what a 4x200 is. And so let's tell them what that is.
Four people run 200 meters.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. So it's like halfway around the track, so you run the curve and then a straightaway.
Okay. And what leg do you run?
The fourth leg.
Okay. Is that the fastest leg?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Lizzie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a junior. I'm going to be a senior next year, and I play volleyball, basketball, and I run track.
All right, and a three-sport athlete, huh?
Yep.
All right. Your dad helps you with the weights?
Yeah, I lift weights on the weekends.
Okay. All the girls do that?
Well, this summer, a lot of the Mendiota girls, there's like 42 girls lifting weights this summer.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you like running a 4x200?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It's fun.
Was it close at sections, or?
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Okay.
We were seated three, and we ended up getting top two, so it was awesome.
Pretty exciting. Excited when you found out?
Yeah, I was.
All right, let's find out the rest of the 4x200.
My name's Callie Jellin. I just graduated from Camby High School.
All right. And what events do you participate in at track, Callie?
The 4x2, the 300 hurdles, and the 4x1.
Okay. And you're at state at 4x200, right?
Yep.
Okay.
We broke the school record and got second at state. Got second at section, so, yep, we're going to state.
And that was a school record?
Yep. We beat the school record by a whole second and a half. It was a 151 before, and we got down to a 149.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Wow, what leg do you run?
The third leg.
Okay, I suppose that's why you broke the school record, the third leg running, huh?
I guess.
Okay. All right, good job, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right. And you?
I'm Mackenzie Hemish.
Okay, hi, Mackenzie. What leg do you run, Mackenzie?
Second leg.
Okay, what grade are you in?
10th grade.
Oh, wow, okay. Have you run 4x200 the whole season?
Not at the beginning.
Okay, and when you found out you were going to state, what went through your mind?
I was super excited.
Yeah? A lot of jumping around?
Yes.
I saw Lizzie's, I don't know, it was a Snapchat or what it was, Facebook Live video. That was pretty good. Was that section?
That was
True team.
Oh, true team. That's right. You guys went to true team in state.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. And what leg do you run?
Second leg.
Second leg. Okay. So let's talk to the lady that starts it all, right?
I'm Ryan Hansen.
Hi, Ryan.
I'm an eighth grader.
Okay. And so the first leg, that's important to get started well, huh?
Yeah.
Anybody ever drop the baton?
Nope.
Who's more apt to drop the baton?
Oh.
All right. Yeah, some highlights for you this year. Anything? Section?
I made vote for sections. I'm qualified in the open four.
Oh, okay.
Open two. And then I just started the 4x2 at sections.
Okay. All right, real good. Best of luck, girls. Appreciate your time. All right, let's have the boys. Are we done with the girls there? Yep. Let's have the boys up here. Carter Wente. Carter will be participating at state. And what are you in, Carter?
I'm in the 110s, the 4x1 relay, and the 4x2 relay.
Oh, so three events.
PR'd by like almost half a second, so that's a lot.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's yeah. A lot. All right. You looking forward to state?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, and what's your best event, the 110 hurdles or what?
I'd say that's probably my best chance to get a medal, yeah. It's probably good. The 110s.
All right, well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And Isaac Hennon is going to come over here. We're going to talk with the, what, 4x200?
Yep.
Yeah, who runs them, Isaac?
Carter, Cameron Anderson, Jared Josephson, and me.
Okay. You've been running track since 7th grade?
I came out 7th grade, and then okay. I did golf 8th grade, and then track ever since then.
Golf?
Yeah, oh. I had turf toe, so I didn't want to run track. But
okay.
I wasn't very good at golf, so.
Back to track, huh?
Yep.
All right. What events are you in at state?
The 4x100 and the 4x200.
Okay. And what legs do you run?
Last for both of them.
Okay. Tell us, listen a little bit about yourself. What, you go to Minnesota school?
Yeah, I go to Minnesota. I just graduated this year. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Brookings for college.
Okay.
I did football and basketball and track this year.
All right. Well, the other guys in the 4x100, who are they?
Same as the 4x200, except for it's Carter, Cameron, and Cole Van Overbeck and me instead of Jared Josephson.
Okay. All right. Well, the best of luck this weekend at Hamlin. You like running at Hamlin?
Yeah, it's a really nice track, and it's kind of cool because you run against really good teams. So.
Okay. All right. Best of luck, Isaac.
Thank you.
Did we get everybody? All right. Sarah? Sarah Emish, the head coach. Congratulations on qualifying 13th to the state. That's pretty good.
Thank you. We're very excited and very proud of the efforts our kids have put in this year.
Yeah, and considering Minnesota or Cami don't have a track, that's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, the kids' slogan this year is no track, no problem.
Slogan. Yeah. Talk about the state track meet. The kids that are in the events and stuff, where are they at? Doing pretty good? Good to medal?
Carter Wente and Grace Streets and Nora King are probably set up the best for possible medals.
Okay.
The boys have really nice lane assignments, so anything can happen, and the girls end up in that eighth lane, so we'll see if they can all cut another about half second off. We'll see what they can do. So okay. Excited to get up there.
So everybody runs Friday or does some run Saturday?
Prelims are Friday, and Nora also throws Friday. Grace runs the mile on Saturday. There's no prelims for that.
Okay.
It's just a final. So.
Okay. You know, I looked at a Minnesota High School website, and boy, it took two pages to print with all the kids you have all for track at Cami Minnesota. That's a lot of kids, huh?
I think we started the year with about 75, so
wow.
That's a large group. So a lot of junior high kids coming out, so hopefully we'll continue to build our program.
That's amazing. How do you keep track of everybody?
Well, it's not always easy. So we've got four of us running around trying to make sure everyone's where they're supposed to be.
All right. Thanks for your time, Sarah. I appreciate it, and best of luck at state.
Thank you very much.
Sarah Hemich, the head track coach at Cami Minnesota, and we'll get results on the phone here, and we'll hear how things are going with all the state track participants in our Q92 listening area.